where he died in our stead. That death that we deserve to die because the wages of sin is death, he took on our behalf. That's the truth of the gospel. That's what sets people free. Paul said, it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. Okay, we are reading in the book of Galatians, and we are in chapter 2 of the book of Galatians. And we'll start reading again from verse 1. We've covered some of this in the past couple of weeks, but let's read again Galatians chapter 2, reading from verse 1. Then after an interval of 14 years, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, taking Titus along also. It was because of a revelation that I went up, and I submitted to them the gospel, which I preached among the Gentiles. But I did so in private to those who were of reputation, for fear that I might be running or had run in vain. But not even Titus, who was with me, though he was a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. But it was because of the false brethren secretly brought in, who had sneaked in to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, in order to bring us into bondage. But we did not yield in subjection to them for even an hour, so that the truth of the gospel would remain with you. So what we covered last time and the time before is that Paul is speaking about the council that was held and described in Acts chapter 15. And he's speaking that when he came down, he first had a private meeting with the apostles, which those who were in seniority, just to ensure that the gospel that he was preaching was in concert with the gospel which the apostles were teaching, the other apostles in Jerusalem. He wanted to make sure that he wasn't out on a limb on his own. And that was confirmed to him. He brought Titus along with him, and he used Titus as a test case for a Gentile who was not circumcised, and he was a test case for a believer who really loved the Lord, so that the apostles could examine and test him and talk to him and see that, hey, this person really does love the Lord. He is a Gentile. He has not been circumcised, and the apostles did not compel him to be circumcised. And he says, all of this was started because of false brethren who secretly were brought in. So somebody secretly brought in false brethren to push this idea that they had to be circumcised. So if you look over in Acts chapter 15, let's look at verse 1. Acts chapter 15, verse 1. Some men came down from Judea and began teaching the brethren, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. So there were people coming from Jerusalem to Antioch, Paul's home church, and they were saying, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. Now that's a very big deal. We should be very careful about saying who can and cannot be saved, because salvation is up to God. And the way God defines it is this. In Romans 10, verse 9, he defines it this way, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. It doesn't say anything else. Doesn't say anything about circumcision. Doesn't say anything about baptism. Doesn't say anything about church membership. Doesn't say anything about speaking in tongues. It says you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that he is risen from the dead and you shall be saved. Here they're teaching that in order to be saved, in Acts chapter 15, verse 1, in order to be saved, that you had to be circumcised according to the custom of Moses. So they put it all around salvation. It was built around this idea of salvation. You have to do this. So you see, that's the problem when people start saying, well, they're not saved because of. We have to be really careful about that. Well, maybe they don't believe exactly like you do, but have they confessed that Jesus is Lord, and do they believe in their hearts that he's risen from the dead? That's what the scriptures tell us. Now, are they walking in the light of that? That may be something different. They may not be walking in the light of that, but the requirements to be saved are quite different. And then you see in verse 5 of Acts chapter 15, as we covered last time, at the end of verse 5, verse 5 says, but some of the sect of the Pharisees who had believed stood up saying, it is necessary to circumcise them and to direct them to observe the law of Moses. So you see that circumcision was just the beginning. Then he said you have to also have them walk according to the law of Moses. And then ultimately they had their council that we talked about last time. And then he says in verse 29 of Acts chapter 15, that you abstain from things sacrificed to idols and from blood and from things strangled and from fornication. If you keep yourselves free from these things, you will do well. Farewell. He never said, if you keep yourselves from these things, you will be saved. Those were not the requirements of salvation. Those were good things that you should do. This thing of abstain from things sacrificed to idols. It would be good for you to not get involved with idols. It'll be good for you to abstain from blood. It'd be good for you to abstain from blood. He was able to address this. And this was to keep an offense from the local Jews from coming on in. From fornication. And if you keep yourselves from such things, you will do well. Farewell. So you see the difference here. Now, if you look in chapter 16 of the book of Acts, right after chapter 15,